Hugh Massey, the President and Founder of Financial DNA Resources. Today I'd like to share with you the next topic in our Wealth Mentoring series. The topic is Review Your Energy with Money. Recently, I've had a great experience in reading a book called The Energy of Money by Maria Nemeth. I would thoroughly recommend this book to any person who is interested in better understanding their relationship to money. After all, this is what I have been advocating very strongly in my past few blogs. To become financially educated and realize your potential, you need to understand who you are and why you make the life and financial decisions that you do. Maria's book is very consistent with the philosophy that we have at Financial DNA, being that life and money decisions are totally integrated and interdependent. Related to this point, Maria explains very well how ultimately your success comes down to how you handle energy. The only difference is that Financial DNA goes one step further and provides a robust and university validated system to measure your energy based on profiling who you are. In the book, Maria says that our relationship with money is a metaphor for our relationship with all forms of energy: time, physical, vitality, enjoyment, creativity, and support of friends. She then goes on to explain that these energies are what empower our lives. Without any one of them, our life becomes difficult. Each is interdependent. Your success and comfort with money will be echoed through all of these areas. Maria says that when you learn to use money energy, you can learn to use any form of energy with ease. Our process starts with a quality life review so that we can see which of these areas you are currently strong in and those which are a struggle and need further development. This process is key to successful financial planning because it is sending a message where potentially your energy is and where it needs to be. Also related to all of this, we need to be clear about what is meant by successful people. This is not just about financial success. Maria defines successful people as those who have succeeded in using money to realize their heart's desires, as well as people who have used money to become comfortable or wealthy personally and professionally. Think about your own definition of success and your energy. How does that relate to money?